Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. I am super excited today to talk to the Spirit Mamas. I'm a big fan. I follow you guys on Instagram. Actually, I think that's where I first found you, was on Instagram, and you're so fun. So I'm excited today to talk to you about raising conscious kids, conscious parenting, and all of the fun stuff that goes with that. But before we get to it, I just want to do a little introduction. The mission of the Spirit Mamas is to uplift spiritually conscious mamas, helping them trust their intuition and power. And you do that through ceremonial circles, energy work, rituals, and magic. Woo-hoo-hoo! I love it. I love it already. So Victoria, there's two of you. Victoria is an Akashic Records reader, breathwork facilitator, intuitive energy healer, and mama. And I'm going to let you talk in a minute about your kids, but I want to introduce Tiffany first. And Tiffany is a certified Reiki energy healer, sound practitioner, and spiritual coach. So welcome, you guys. So, yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Now, years ago when I was in the corporate world, and we're talking like 30, 35 years ago, if you even mentioned that you had kids, your career was over. That was it. You had to like pretend like you didn't even have kids. So I want to switch that paradigm. I want to today, the first thing that we talk about are our kids. So I have two boys, 36 and 33. So they're older now. And Tiffany, tell us a little bit about your kids.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tiffany, half of Spirit Mamas. So I have two boys also, Renee. I have Logan, who is 12, just turned 12 in February. And then we have Lennox, who is 2. He'll be 3 in August. So we started all the way over, but I'm a boy mom and I love it.
boy mom. Yes. Yay, boy moms. And then Victoria, how about you?
We're just a room full of boy moms. I love it. Hi, listeners. I'm Victoria. My son, Sebastian, is 2, and I'm currently pregnant with our second, another boy, who is due in June. And gosh, becoming a mom is what set me on this path. And I would not be here without becoming Sebastian's mama and this new little one's mama, because the portal of birth was such an awakening for me of what mattered in life and what I really wanted to do. And it's so funny you talk about switching the corporate paradigm, because Tiffany and I still have full-time corporate jobs, but the hope is to leave them eventually to do Spirit Mamas full-time. And I'm really thankful that my current corporate job, I kind of treat like my side hustle, and I treat Spirit Mamas like the real thing.
I love it.
So it makes life a bit more enjoyable these days, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, one of the reasons I'm excited to talk with you is about raising conscious kids and just the idea of that. You know, I'm older now. And so when my kids were younger, that wasn't even our consciousness. One, because we weren't conscious, you know, so, and then it's so exciting now to see this become part of our culture and our next generation of kids that we're raising. So you got on the path, Victoria, about raise when you had birth, that was kind of your, was that, would you say maybe one of your spiritual awakenings or?
Oh, absolutely. Before having Sebastian, had a miscarriage the year before, and that was how I found the Akashic Records. So those that don't know what the Akashic Records are, they're really just an energetic frequency that you're emitting constantly out of your crown chakra. And when you tap into that energy, you're able to receive guidance from any of your loved ones that have passed on, any ascended masters, teachers, and it's what you need to hear in the moment, which is really beautiful. And so after the miscarriage, I turned to the Akashic Records as this beautiful tool of healing and empowerment to just remind me that I wasn't alone and that there was a purpose to everything happening in my life. And then I had Sebastian, and as new moms do, I started Googling everything, kept looking to everyone outside of myself to give me answers. And so one day I was like, oh yeah, I've got this tool that I can use that is just tapping into myself and my spirit team and my guides. And after that, it felt like motherhood became so much easier, because I was then relying on myself and what worked for me and my family. And it's okay if it's different than what works for you and your family, or Tiffany and her family. And I think that's the beauty of this community that we've started to build with Spirit Mamas, is empowering moms to know that they hold all the answers. It's not Tiffany and I, we hold the space for them to uncover these answers, but that if you're really truly raising a conscious child, you are following their cues, their little nuances, and your intuition as you're parenting them. And that to me is so beautiful, because it's not one size fits all. You know, every kid is different, just as every mom is different. And so that's really the approach that I think we have here at Spirit Mamas, because we've learned that that's the best way for us to parent our kids. But Tip, I love, you always have the best stories about like your kids and raising conscious kids.
Well, and as you know, Renee, like as they get older, it gets a little harder, right? So I think like Victoria said, like, you know, they follow by example. But what I will say is like, I first went through my true spiritual awakening when Logan was little. So he was probably about 5. And that's when I got into Reiki and, you know, meditation, crystals, all the cool things. And he was also going through a phase of like questioning himself. You know, that's when kids start comparing themselves to other children and things of that nature. And so we started affirmations, right? And I always wanted him to, and we still do it to this day, not as much as we used to when he was a lot younger, because I feel like now we've built that self-confidence that he needs. But I wanted him to always remember the power that he holds within, that, you know, the universe made him special in his own way, and that there's really no comparison, right? And so we started doing these affirmations where he would look in the mirror if he was having a bad day or nervous about a test or nervous about, you know, a friend and what they were going to say about something. I would just have him say who he wants to be that day, right? And if he wants to be happy or kind of sad or open or kind of closed that day, like really just flowing. And we would drive to school in the car and he would say his affirmations. And so now it's a thing where he knows his power. And of course that changes, because now he's getting into that preteen phase and I see him looking at the girls and just kind of like questioning himself compared to other guys and just all of that stuff. But I think that he now has that foundation to go back to and say, okay, this is my truth. This is my power. And I am who I am. And I pray that, you know, I can still instill the same thing into Lennox as he grows as well.
I love the idea of affirmations for young kids. I mean, it's we're talking about, of clearly it's so simple. And, you know, why did I not do this? But do you start them then at a very young age?
I do. I did. So for Logan, because he's an empath like me, so he takes in everything, and sometimes he can get really down on himself. Like, and so I would sit him in front of the mirror at like 5 and be like, okay, I want you to like love on yourself. Like less, I was like, don't be so hard. I was like, every affirmation needs to be who you are. Like, I am love. I am light. I am strong. I am fast. Like he would even be like, I'm the fastest kid on the playground today. Whatever it is for you that day, I wanted him to do that. And it's funny because for Lennox, who's only 2, he sees us doing it and he wants to do it too. So he'll get in front of the mirror and he'll like say his little things, the best words that he can. But I think that you could just see like his confidence. Like he walks around like no one can knock him down. It's so cute, you know. But I think the earlier you start, I think it's really just reminding kids of who they are, because when they hit a certain age, they start comparing themselves. And my thing was, I always wanted my children to know, like, you're the best person that you can be, right? Like, don't compare yourself to anyone else, because there is no comparison. So whoever you want to be in that day. And so I think because we started so young with Logan, like he walks into the room, he's like, I can do whatever I want to do. Even when he questions himself, he's like, Mom, I think I need to do my affirmations. And so you'll hear him in there like, I'm this, I'm that, you know? And so we started really young, and I think, you know, it's really about them seeing the example. They see me writing my affirmations out every day. They see me standing in the mirror saying my affirmations. And so then they want to do it as well.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like then one of the keys to this is the mamas and parents, you know, being the role model, leading by example, showing it. Is that one of the things that you guys talk about?
Oh, absolutely. And I think too, reminding moms that it's not about being perfect, We actually say it's about showing up perfectly imperfect, that not every day is going to be a good one, but how can you come back to these tools to either go deep if you need to work some, you know, through some feelings or shift your perspective? Even just this morning, you know, I was telling Tiffany, like, I did some affirmations and they're one of the tools that I use, but not all the time. And I just forgot how powerful they are until, like, I'm literally saying, like, I'm going to have a fucking amazing day. Like, I'm a magnet for miracles. And like, before I knew it, I was like, yeah, I am. And it's like, if you can't be your own cheerleader, like, shit. I mean, so yes, it's very much leading by example. I meditate in front of Sebastian. I think he has mixed feelings about it because he's at 2. He doesn't necessarily understand. He just sees kind of mommy there with her eyes closed. Yeah. So he either like plops in my lap or he'll bring me stuff throughout the meditation. I just laugh that I'm attracting abundance. Like he's bringing me all of these things that I need apparently. But yeah, I think it's, you know, not being afraid to show your kids that you're a real person. I mean, he sees that I cry. He sees that I get upset. You know, we talk a lot about his feelings and what he is going through, even at 2. I mean, he's trying to express himself. And so learning what the best tool is for him to do that is the phase that we're in right now. And it's really fun to see, like, does he want to color out his emotions? Does he want to talk about them? Does he want to just go for a walk and be out in nature? You know, I think they are such sponges. I mean, they see everything. My other tip, you have to tell my other favorite story about Logan in the crystal shop, because this just to me is like the epitome of like, if you are leading by example, they will follow you.
Yes. So I have a girlfriend who owns a crystal shop in Chicago. We went up to visit family, you know, like Victoria, Logan sees me meditate. He sees my Reiki participants come into my little studio and get Reiki healing. And he's just seen me doing all the cool things over the years. And so we go up to Chicago, I think last year, and in the back of the crystal shop is like an area where she does Reiki, card pullings, all that kind of cool stuff. And they go missing. The two kids go missing, Logan and then my little nephew. And then they run back to the front. And then Luke, the youngest of the little cousins, he goes, Mom, he goes, Logan was opening my third eye. And so for me, I was like, oh God, like, and then Logan's like, Mom, did I do something wrong? But I think it was more of a shock, like, oh, like, this is amazing. Like, and I was just like, so proud in the moment, but then also like, he's really listening. It was a lot of things that happened in that moment, but they just thought it was so cool. And I thought it was even cooler because I'm like, my child is really like picking up on this stuff. And he's like, and I was like, well, how did you know how to do that? And he was like, well, I just see you. And I just went like this. And I guess they were like back there having their own Reiki session. It was so cute though, but it was just funny to see my little cousin run up and be like, yeah, so Logan was opening my third eye. I'm like, that is so awesome. So he listens and he sees.
Yeah. So it sounds like a big part of this then is you guys supporting the moms to be who they are. And can you give us some tips then on, you know, being a conscious parent, what that looks like, how you do it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's no one right way to do it.
I like that.
I think as moms and women in general, like we always say, we have that intuition, right? And I think it's really just going back to self and knowing that you have the answers to all of the things. So when it comes to mamahood, it's really listening to your inner voice or listening to your intuition and knowing that you already have the answer. You know, we do have Google, but there's like, you can Google something, it's like 150 answers that come up. So if you have to decipher through all of that, then you can get flustered and confused, especially as a new mom. And so what Victoria and I try to do is just try to remind moms to like, take that moment, take a breath, listen to that inner voice. What is the best advice for you? What's the best advice that you can give yourself, right? Like if you listen to me and Victoria's potty training stories, like Sebastian is 2 and like 6 months younger than Lennox. Lennox is 2, will be 3 in August. And we're just now getting to the point where like we're almost potty trained, but Victoria did a whole different method But I think, you know, as a mom, it's reminding yourself to like not only listen to yourself, but make sure that you're also listening to your children. Like, they are here for a reason and they can tell you what they want and need. And that's really important, right? Not only do we have to be there for our children, but let them be there for us. Like, it's a relationship. It's not just like a dictatorship. And that's what we really try to express to moms. It's like your kids will tell you exactly what they need. And then you listen to your inner voice and say, okay, I hear you. We're going to go that path this, you know, this time or whatever. And you're still that parent, but it's just more of a flow with your children. And like, it's just so beautiful. I have friends who are like, your kids, like, I love it because you're just so open with them. But I will tell you, like, my parents were like that with me, not on a spiritual level, but I could go and talk to them about anything. And now we're at the point where my kids, I truly believe that they want to talk to me about everything. And I'm talking about a preteen who's now talking to me about girls last week. And I'm like, but my best friend was like, well, Tiff, you left that door open. But it was really me just flowing with him. So I think we try to teach moms, not only do you listen to yourselves, but make sure that you're holding space for your kids and that you allow them to hold space for you as well.
Absolutely. And that energy, the energy piece is really important for us too, because you can't pour from an empty cup, you know? And when you are overflowing with abundance, everything around you is going to overflow with abundance. And so it's not selfish to take care of yourself as a mom. It's not selfish to have some type of practice that you do every single day. And it can be different every day, right? So, you know, this morning I did affirmations. Tomorrow it may be going for a walk in nature. The day after that, it may be doing some breath work. And we try and just provide this toolkit of things that have worked for us so that you can pick and choose on any given day what you need. And it's really important to begin to tune into your own energy, because as moms, we are constantly surrounded by others' energy. A lot of what we teach as well is figuring out what's you versus what's someone else, because of any mom that's empathic, it's going to be really open and take on the energy of others. And so energy hygiene is so important. And one of the things that we teach, because you could be feeling something and it could be not even your feelings. Like, my husband was going back to the office today for the first time in 2 years. I was so anxious last night and going to bed, I was like, I don't feel this. Like, this isn't my energy. And so I released it back very lovingly and just said, nope, this isn't mine. And I felt so much better, but it's taken practice, right? To know what is me versus what is someone else versus my kids, et cetera. And so we teach those practices and we come together in community. I think the community is another big aspect, because it's, even though the internal work is on your own, when you do it together with other moms, it's so powerful. And it's not just, you know, the healing and the woo aspect, but it's so nice to know that you're not alone, that what you're going through is valid, that someone is having a similar experience, that the ups and downs of motherhood are not something that you have to shy away from, because we're here on this planet to experience the emotional spectrum. So you're going to experience good, you're going to experience bad, but having that beautiful community that understands the journey that you're on has really been invaluable. Like, we have a group chat with our community that we're constantly just texting each other, and it could be very woo-woo stuff, you know, but it could also be very practical. Like, Sebastian's not sleeping well. What advice do you have, or what worked for you and your kids, so that you can get that help, that is a little bit more personalized than, you know, going to Google.
Right. Yeah. I do spirit guide channeling, and I get lots of questions about people's kids. And I want to, at least you see, 100% of the time, the kids are here to teach the parents. 100% of the time. So when we get out of that mindset that we know everything and we're going to tell our kids how it is, I think just that everything just opens up around that. So I will have to say, when people are struggling or having issues with their kids, it's always a learning experience for the parents.
Yeah. And it's about listening, right? I mean, I've been told that this child, well, we've had many lifetimes together. He's already asked Tiffany to like cut cords and things in Reiki sessions, which blows my mind. But I think all of the work that we've been doing with Spirit Mamas is how I was able to bring the soul into the world. I'm convinced that this actually was the soul that tried to come through with the miscarriage, and I wasn't ready. I had not done enough healing, enough learning, enough growing, enough being open, because he is meant to teach me so much. And not that Sebastian hasn't, it's just a very different type of teaching. Yeah. And I actually feel like it's meant to heal a lot with my husband and I. We have a beautiful relationship, but like any couple, we've been together a long time. We have our ups and downs. And I feel like this child is really here to get us to communicate lovingly to each other and learn how to, yeah, come from love, come from that place of love. And so like Tiffany said, just being open to that free flow is so beautiful. It's not a dictatorship. And it's very different than I think a lot of our parents or even their grandparents' generation was taught and raised. It's interesting to see some of my my in-laws come and the way they're like, well, you just tell them what to do. I'm like, no, I don't just tell them what to do. Like that's not how it works here at our house. Like, sorry. And so it's also having the conviction, right, to stand up for what you believe in and for what's right for your child, which isn't always easy in today's society. You know, not everyone I think is as open as we are, but we hope no matter what their beliefs are, that we're just coming with compassion.
And one of the things I love about what you're doing is the community aspect of this. I have quite a few clients that I talk to from the Midwest, and honestly, they're just happy to talk to me about spiritual stuff, about, you know, bringing souls in that were other souls and all of that. So to be able to be yourself in a spiritual way, embracing your spirituality with other mamas that are doing the same thing, that's just really empowering too.
No, it's very empowering. When I first went through my spiritual awakening, I felt so alone. Like I would have different like friends kind of drop in and out, but I never had that community. And I would see other people who have this huge community. And I always ask for it. I'm like, universe, I just need this community. So to now be in this space and be able to see what we've built with Spirit Mamas, that we are here to support other moms and they're here to support us as well in this spiritual space, is so beautiful, because not only do you have questions about your children and, you know, what you should do, but also, you know, you may have questions about just your spiritual journey in general. And I feel like me and Victoria have definitely been able to hold that space where those moms feel comfortable about asking those questions as well. So it's just been a beautiful journey, and it's still growing. Like, I can't believe it. I mean, it's literally been 2 years, Victoria. No, almost.
Not quite. In June, I think, of this year.
Yeah. But it feels like it's been a lifetime, and like a good lifetime, right? But like, we've just built so much and been very intentional and purposeful with the things that we put out and the things that we call in. And so I think that's what makes it so beautiful for us.
Can you give me just some of the basics of raising conscious kids? So we talked about, you know, owning your power as a mom, modeling, that sort of thing. But are there other things that we should be aware of?
You know, I think when you're talking about, you have to start with yourself, right? So like Victoria said, like, you can't pour from an empty cup. So I think really it's about finding a practice, what works best for you as a mom. Like Victoria said, I do affirmations every day. I also journal every single day to the point where I'm like, oh God, I need a new journal. I just started this one a few weeks ago and I'm already at, like, I have 3 pages left. But like, for me, it's like what I need to make sure I'm getting out everything, or, you know, just getting things off my shoulders, so that when my children do step into the room, I'm giving them 100%. And I think that as long as you have some type of practice, so Victoria, like, I also meditate every day, but Victoria, she'll meditate. Like she said, she may go for a jog, whatever flows for you. And then also not being too hard on yourself, right? Like, every day isn't going to be the same, and that's okay. I always love to tell moms, you are where you're supposed to be. You know, like, don't be too hard on yourself. If you didn't, you know, do a meditation today, or if you didn't do your affirmations, or if you didn't even take the time to do a little breath work, it's fine. You're where you're supposed to be. I think the most important thing is for moms to really come up with a routine, or we like to call them ritual, that works for you, like whatever that is, just so that you're making sure that you're checking in with yourself so that you can give 100% to your family and your children. Because like we said, you're a model for them. So if they see you all flustered and frustrated, more than likely, they'll be the same way. But if you take a minute to just kind of give to yourself, pour into yourself, by the time your children show up or the situation arises, then you're in a good place to kind of handle it. So it's really about the routine and just finding.
Exactly. And doing the shadow work, doing the healing, I think people underestimate how powerful that can be. Especially, we have a container called Healing the Mother Wound. And I've seen firsthand, when you heal yourself and some of the generational trauma or old stories or just energy that you've brought into this lifetime, it affects past and future generations. And I know that sounds kind of trippy to think about, but you were in your grandmother's womb. Like, when your grandmother was alive and going through whatever she was going through, you were there inside of your mother. And it is amazing to think about, you know, energy is neither created nor destroyed. And so it's just going to be passed on. And I really believe that we're the generation of moms to deal with it, to work through it, to transmute it into something bigger, better, brighter, so that our kids don't have to deal with it in the future. And I think that can be underestimated, because moms think it has to be a tangible thing that, you know, in front of their kids. It's not always. It's the work that you do behind closed doors to be a better mom, to be a better person, to be a better human, that is ultimately going to affect them energetically. And not even just in this lifetime, right? We talked about having, you know, these souls with us in other lifetimes. The work you do now is going to affect the future as well. And to me, that's really beautiful, that that's how I can make a lasting impression, that it doesn't matter if I am still in this body on earth, my soul is going to continue to evolve. And that's just really kind of cool to think about. And yes, it can be serious and hard and all of that, but it doesn't have to be. Like, I think that's what we like to share too, is that it can be fun. It can be silly. Like, spirituality doesn't have to be so serious. It could be whatever you want it to be. And if you don't even resonate with that word, fine, whatever you want to call it. Like, it, I know for years I shied away from anything to do with spirituality because it made me think of organized religion. And now I've found that it can be whatever I want it to be. And that's really beautiful to me. And I just laugh and chuckle. Like, if you'd known me 10 years ago, the fact that I own a business called Spirit Mamas, you would have been like, no way. Like, yeah, right. But I, to my core, believe that this is what I'm meant to be doing. And Tiffany as well, like, that this is what we're here to do. And so we're so passionate about it because it's helped us so much in our lives. And we just want moms to feel good. Like, life is too short not to, and not to have fun and to dance and be silly. And, you know, if it helps heal some past trauma along the way, like, that's awesome.
Well, and I love what you're saying. It doesn't have to be hard, you know, that we forget that we're also modeling to our kids how to have fun, how to be optimistic, you know, how to be the most positive person in the room. So we're modeling those things too. And I agree with you that this is the generation. I see that so often in my practice, where a lot of my clients are doing the work now to heal generations of trauma that is passed through, you know, DNA, spiritually, all of that. And I think that this is it. This is why I'm so, one of the reasons why I'm so excited to talk with you, because this is like it. When we start to heal our kids from doing our own work, then we've hit it.
Yeah. I just got full body chills.
I know, me too.
Well, you mentioned healing the mother wound. Can you tell me a little bit more about what that is?
Yeah, that is probably one of my favorite containers that we hold. So it's 4 weeks in ceremonial circle with an intimate group of women. And we start at the root chakra and work our way through to the heart over the 4 weeks. And we work with our healed ancestors to heal this energy and this trauma. And it's important that it's your healed ancestors, because they have the capacity to be helpful. Not that we don't like our unhealed ancestors, but they got their own shit to deal with still. And our healing actually helped them deal with it. But we worked together to call on them to really ground our energy. We cut energetic cords. We do a womb space activation. We do a burn ceremony. I teach women how to open their own Akashic records as that tool of healing and empowerment. And I'm just amazed at the women that come to this space. Every time we've held it, it's had a completely different energy, but all of the women have a common thread. So whether it's a very similar story or, you know, I think a couple rounds ago, we all felt like we were in a coven together in a past life, and that like we were totally healing this like sister and witch wound of being able to be in community together because of the witch trials when women were kind of tattling on each other all the time and didn't feel safe. And I'm just amazed every time Tiffany and I heal something as well in the space. And so we hold our next round here in April, and it just amazes me how powerful it is every time. I think this last round I told Tiff, like, should we change anything? Like, you know, we've been doing this a couple of times now. Like, is it kind of boring? And I blew my own mind this last time because it was probably the most powerful that it's been in all of the three rounds. Wouldn't you say, Tiff?
Yeah, it was, each round has been different, but and each time we get something from it, we're healing stuff like that we didn't even realize we were holding on to. This last round was so powerful to the point where I think me and Victoria looked at each other like, oh shit, like we have something here, you know? And so now we're going to continue down this journey. We did kind of, and not to like ruin anything for anyone, but it's exciting. Like we're now like, how can we focus on the upper chakras? Like, you know, once you finish healing the mother wound, what next for those moms or women to keep expanding and growing? And so we're kind of, you know, brainstorming that, but we definitely think we have something here. It's just so powerful. Like, I mean, and some of the moms, like this last time, and they weren't even all moms. Like some of the women who came into the space, we're like, how did they even find us? Like, you know, it's like, and they're like, I don't know, but the universe just brought me to you. And then they're like, let's go, you know, and it's just been so beautiful. I love it. It's like one of my favorite things to do.
That is so cool. And I just love that we are attracting, you know, just by being, we're attracting. That's how those people found you. They found your vibe, you know?
Yeah,
exactly. Well, I will put a link to the Healing the Mother Wound info in the show notes. And also, you guys have a free membership, offered us a free membership trial. I'm going to put a link to that in the show notes too. And if you are not following the Spirit Mamas on Instagram, do it right now, because you guys are the leading edge of change that's happening here. And I'm just so excited to talk with you. I love what you're doing. You know, in the olden days, back in the day when my kids were young, we had this book. It was from Dr. Spock. And it was, this seems so old fashioned now. And everybody followed what was in that book. And I don't remember, either gave a pacifier or you didn't give a pacifier, or you allowed him to, you know, there was all of these rules that people just followed what he said. I don't even know who this person is. But now to actually tap into your own wisdom and follow yourself and your own power, it's just pretty amazing that we're to a spot that we get to do that.
Oh, that just, it feels so good. It feels so good. And come party with us on Instagram. We love meeting new people. And as Renee said, we're offering a free month trial of our membership. We hold full moon circles. We have live energy healings. We have an on-demand library of meditations and breath work that you can do anytime. They're 15 minutes or less. And we also just have an amazing group chat that's like a very high vibe place to come and hang out. So we hope you'll join us, Renee. I know your kiddos are older, but hey, once you're postpartum, you're always postpartum.
Good point. I like it. Well, thank you guys very much for being here today. This was one of my favorite podcasts. I just love what you're doing, and I will put all your contact info in the show notes, and keep on changing the world, ladies.
Hey, thank you, Renee.
Thank you. Bye, listeners. We love you guys.
All right. We'll talk to you next time, everybody.